This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel signaled intent to encircle Gaza's main city on Sunday, publishing pictures of battle tanks on the Palestinian enclave's western coast, 48 hours after ordering expanded ground incursions across its eastern border. Israel's self-declared second phase of a three-week war against Iranian-backed Hamas militants had initially been kept from public view, with forces moving under darkness and telecommunications blackout cutting off Palestinians. The phone and internet cuts appeared to be easing on Sunday, according to Gaza residents. The United Nations and other world organizations continue calling for a humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
As Israel intensifies strikes on Gaza and with thousands of people in the territory breaking into aid warehouses desperate for food, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is continuing to appeal for an immediate ceasefire.
I regret that instead of a critically needed humanitarian pause supported by the international community, Israel has intensified its military operations.
Speaking during a visit to Nepal, Guterres also condemns the attacks perpetrated by Hamas, calling on the militant group to release all hostages. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
A group lobbying for the families of Israeli hostages held by Hamas insisted on Sunday the safety of their loved ones should be a priority for the Israeli government as the military expanded ground operations in the Gaza Strip.
And we are just hoping that Netanyahu and all the other politicians and the people that get this decision won't forget the hostages and will think about them before any decision that they are making.
24-year-old Noam Alon, the boyfriend of a woman who was